I see a lot of women who have issues or problems with stress incontinence, and it's one of those things people don't like to talk about, but is particularly bothersome, and it can really affect quality of life, where women start to do less vigorous things, and it has a cascading effect that they tend to exercise less and are less happy, and also can have weight control issues because not being willing to exercise. My first philosophy is to try the simple things first, and pelvic floor exercises are very important to try, particularly for 3 or 4 months, and give it a good go. Unfortunately, 50% or so of women who diligently do their pelvic floor exercises won't get the response that they want, and then I suggest they consider surgery. And in particular, a suburethral sling procedure, where a tape of mesh is placed under the bladder to tighten the tap mechanism, so to speak. It's important to make sure that the sling would be of benefit. And so before I suggest surgery, I recommend a bladder test called urodynamics. And that test is important to exclude if there are any problems or contraindications to having a sling, because obviously, the aim is to make improve quality of life and not to make things worse. So sling surgery is a major step in what we can offer for incontinence. 15 years ago, incontinence treatment required a major operation and hospitalisation for a week. Now it's done under sedation anaesthetic as day surgery, with recovery within 10 days.